Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come into your place of listening this afternoon, this beautiful day that the Lord has made. It's a real beautiful day. I'm glad that we was able to go to the house of God today and hear the Word of God preached to our hearts. And if there ever was a time when we need to be taking hold of the Word of God, it's the day that we're in today. I've got a couple of CDs at the house of a fella out of Florida preaching, and I've listened to them several times, but I listened to it other than Friday night. I was listening to one of them, and he made a statement, and I had never caught it, but I caught it Friday night, when we're just not taking these things serious enough. We're not paying close enough attention to what we're just letting it go in one ear and out the other. And what he was preaching on, he was preaching on sodomy, and he's preaching on what caused sodomy, and he's preaching on Deuteronomy, using Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse number 5, where a woman shall not wear what pertaineth to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. All that do so are abomination in the sight of God. He said we just wasn't taking that serious enough. We're mixing and mingling. Men and women are mixing and mingling today till it's just we're out of the will of God, and we just won't admit it. But when day of judgment comes, we're going to find out, amen, that God meant what he said and God said what he meant. We had better take these things serious that God put in there. God made man to look like a man, act like a man, dress like a man, and God made a woman to look like a woman, act like a woman, and dress like a woman. Amen. And I'm not a bit afraid to preach that because it's in this book. And because God knows. A man preached on it one time. He said, because God knows that this would happen, come to what it is today, God made a difference between them to where they wouldn't mix and mingle like they do. Amen. They even got sense enough to know. I've got a picture at the house of a couple of women getting married. And one of them got on a tuxedo and a tie, and the others got on a low neck dress, and so on and so forth. Even they got sense enough to know the difference between the dress, between the difference between a man and a woman. But here we are today, we just won't take it serious. But amen, I'll just leave that way. You can do what you want to with it. You can just get mad as you want to at God or me, either one. I've not got many more days on this earth. My times are getting short. I would like to preach today, if God will help us. I'm about three different places in the book. And I heard something this week that kind of different times stirred me up. I heard on the radio about, they were talking about this global warming stuff. And they said global warming was what was causing crime to be as high as what it is. Global warming comes on, the worst crime's going to get. But I'll tell you, the worse sin gets, the more globe's going to get warm. You can read in 2 Peter chapter number 3, and you'll find out where it's going to get pretty warm. So sin's what causes it. I never seen such a stupid bunch of people today just trampling God's book under their feet. And I hear them, another woman, and we'll get to our text in a minute, we'll read in the book of Acts chapter number 17, start off. I better hear a man talking about sodomy, and there was a woman phoned in and said, I want to know why that men would preach so hard on sodomy, but they'll not preach on divorce and remarriage. They will not preach on shacking up and living together. I mean, and she won't ask the question. And the man really didn't give her an answer. You know, it used to be years ago men would preach on divorce and remarriage. Got to be so much of it till they just shut up on it. And used to preach on shacking up and living together and called it fornication, but got to be so much of it, they just give up on it and won't preach it. And same thing's going to happen if God lets this thing stand down a few more years about this sodomy. Men's going to shut their mouth on it. just like they did on adultery. And that's what divorce and remarriage is. It's adultery. It's just like the Bible said. Amen. And that shacking up and living together, anything in the world but fornication. And God said, man does it, sins against his own soul. Amen. He said, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and every wife have her own husband. Let's just say what the Bible says. Don't preach about the word. Let's preach the word. But we just got into time today when I just want to make people feel good. And you mentioned the word sin, but don't ever say what it is. But I'm telling you right now, folks, we better get back to the old time way of repentance. There is a doctrine going on today, going through our land, that if you preach repentance, you're preaching works. But you need to read your Bible. It's no such thing. Repentance is not works. It's obedience to what God said. And I'll tell you what they're doing it for, because they don't want to repent. They want to try to make you walk up, shake the hand with some dirty so-called preacher and nod the head and agree with them on a verse or two of Scripture and go back and live like hell itself, never change their lifestyle. But I'm telling you right now, if we'll preach old time repentance like God put it in this book, then when we repent and God does a work of grace in our life, we'll change our lifestyle, our places of going, our things of doing. But let's read now in the book of Acts chapter number 17 and begin reading in verse number 27. Then we'll go back to St. Luke chapter number 13 and read some just what Jesus said. Amen. And I'm going to take him over you or me or anybody else. When I read it out of this book, and this book says it, it's settled. Amen. I ain't going to argue with you about it. I'm just going to say what it says, let you do what you want to do, like you going to do anyhow. But the Bible says here in Acts chapter 17 and verse 27, and they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Now, we're not being taught today to seek the Lord. We're being taught, amen, just to make a little mental decision and everything will be all right. But look like here, Paul was telling them here to seek the Lord. The Bible said, seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. Let the unrighteous man forsake his ways and the ungodly man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will abundantly pardon him. That's what this Bible said. Amen. This is the way. First of all, the Bible said, ain't God, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. That it's going to take a working to the Holy Ghost to draw a man to Christ. Then he's going to have to go to Christ with a broken heart, broken and contrite spirit, and realize he's sinned in the sight of God. He's destined to go to hell. Ain't God, that he's going to have to repent of his low down ways and turn to God. Let God birth him. Make a new creature out of him. If he don't, he's going to go to hell. This modern religious world today, just go to church. I pay your tithes, get in on every game or gimmick they got going on, and you're just fine. But I'll tell you what, Jesus said, repent. Amen. Thank be unto God. We read here, said, thank God that thou should seek the Lord, if haply that they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Listen now, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain men also of our own poets have said, we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offsprings of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, or silver, or stone, or graven art, and man's devices. Now you listen to what God said. This is what he said about repentance. Amen. You can call it whatever you want to. And verse number 30, the Bible said, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at it. Amen. Because man didn't know no better. there. God winked at it, but the Bible said, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Amen. Now, repentance is not works. Repentance is doing the commandment of God. The Bible said that God commandeth man everywhere to repent. Repentance is a commandment of God. Amen. We're living in a time where all you say, you just mentally believe one or two verses of Scripture, or just decide to go to church, or go in the back room. Amen. Let some man counsel you, and everything will be all right. But God said, He commandeth men everywhere to repent. Ain't God James Shaver? I was commanded to repent. Amen. My wife said no here. She was commanded to repent. Brother John said no here to control. Ain't God, he was commanded by God to repent or perish. Whichever way we want to go, it's left up to us. Bless your heart. And the Bible said, amen. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Now you can put it anywhere you want to. Do whatever you want to do with it. But I'm going to preach Romans 9:27 unto them that look for him. And God, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. I'm going to preach the second coming of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to let these other fellers over this country preach the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh, ever how many times I think they want to preach. But I'm going to preach unto them that look for him. How shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation? And if we've not been convicted and converted, I've been born again, thank God, God is going to have a day of judgment. Thank God, you're going to hell unless you repent and turn to God. I know that's pretty plain preaching, but the Bible's pretty plain. We got where we won't pay no attention to this Bible anymore. Hey, man, we pick us out one or two verses. If you'll just make a decision. You've got to make a decision, all right. You got to decide whether you're going to repent or not. Hey, man, I made a many a decision. Thank me unto God whenever I was a drunkard. I made a many a decision. I bet I made a thousand of them. I decided I was going to quit drinking. But it didn't do no good whatsoever. Till the Holy Ghost of God I come and brought conviction. I made my way to Christ with a broken heart and a broken and contrite spirit. I got on my face before God. There wasn't no Roman road. I laying before my face, I was guilty. I was condemned. I was on my way to hell. But God, for Christ's sake, accepted my repentance, amen, and cleansed me from all unrighteousness. I give him the glory. It was no man except Jesus Christ. I wish we'd wake up to the reality. They go back preaching the old time gospel. Repent or perish, turn or burn. Amen. Let's go to Luke now. Chapter number 13. Thanks be unto God. I want to read a little here. There were present at the season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans. Amen. Because they suffered such things. Because they allowed such things. You say these men was a whole lot wickeder than what we are. But you listen to what Jesus said. But I tell you, nay. But except if ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. It didn't matter what they'd mingle the blood with a sacrifice. It didn't matter what they had done. He said, I'm going to tell you something. Thank God they perished, and you're going to perish if you don't repent. Preachers, let's go back. How to preach repentance again. Repent us. I turn toward God and tell God you're sorry. Low down. Good for nothing. You deserve hell. Beg for His mercy. His grace. With a broken heart. And He will hear you. Amen. This kind of preaching just not for this day. Amen. This kind of preaching today, amen, not made for the kind of crowd we've got today. They don't want that repentance. They don't want to have to turn from their sin. If they're shacking up and living together, they don't want to break from that union. Amen. Or anything else. They're in adultery. They don't want to have to correct it. They just want to accept Him and go on and live like hell itself. But Jesus said, I tell you nay. But except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. In other words, He's telling them, if you don't repent, you're going to hell. Now it's time we preach some of that today. There ain't nobody going to hell today. I know of a man a few years back. Amen. The man was running around with his girlfriend. He got drunk and went over to his girlfriend's house where this man was and shot and killed him. Amen. Got in the car and left, drove down the road a few miles. I got out of the car, went out in the woods, took a gun, blowed his own brains out. Hey man, some mouthy back hypocritical preacher got in the pulpit and preached him just as straight into heaven as he could preach him. I'm going to tell you something. I'm no man's judge. But I'll tell you what God said. No murderer shall inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. No drunkard I shall inherit the kingdom of God. Let's go back to preaching. Unless you repent and turn, you're going to hell. Amen. Are these 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all that dwell in Jerusalem? Amen. The tower fell on them 18. Amen. A lot of times something happened to somebody and say, well, amen, their sins of what brought it on could be, I don't know. I'm not preaching on that. But I'm preaching here what Jesus said. He said, supposing ye, I'm on these 18 on whom the tower of Siloam fell are sinners above all that in Jerusalem. But he said, I tell you nay. But unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Jesus Jesus were telling them, thank be unto God you may live to be an old man. Thank God lived on many years. Thank God and I'll never do what they done. You're not a sinner because of what you do. Thank God you sin because of what you are. Amen. You're a sinner by nature. A sinner by practice. And a sinner by choice. I bless your heart. But unless you turn to a holy God. Amen. And repent. And get the blood applied to your heart. How are you going to wind up in hell? John chapter number 3. Very, very familiar scripture. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Amen. But I want you to notice, he knew Jesus was a man of God. Amen. He knew he was sin of the Father. Because you couldn't do these miracles except you be of God. But Jesus didn't poke his chest out and said, Nicodemus, you're real smart. And because you know all that, I'm going to let you in. No, sirree. The very next verse of Scripture said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. There's a lot of things that you may not have to do. Ain't God to go to heaven. But there's one thing for certain that you will do. If you're ever, ain't God sanctified, and made right in the sight of God, you will repent, you will be born again. God will change your nature. He said if you don't do it, and God, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. We need to go back to preaching that. There need to be some new births. Amen. You know, when you get born again, my old outward man looked just like he did before I went to the altar. But there was a change down in my heart. And God, them old things that I used to love, I come out of that altar hating. Hey man, them hypocrites were sitting in the church that I couldn't stand. I could have hugged every one of them neck. God made a change on the inside. Thank you unto God. And as time went on, he also made a change in the outward man. Thanks be unto God. He said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. God works it in you. Then you got to work it out. Hallelujah. What you need is to get rid of your religion and get born again. That's all that's going to change our nation, friends. Amen. It ain't going to be changed no other. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now that sounds just like us, don't we? We get on a conviction, we don't know what to do. Amen. When I got on a conviction, I know what to do, but I didn't know how to do it. I know that I had to repent, know that I had to come to God, but I didn't know how to do it. Thank God, but when the Holy Ghost got a hold of me real good, it taught me what to do. Amen. Thank God, here he said, Jesus answered, verily I say unto you, unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. The Bible said one place, how was we begotten of a corruptible seed, how but incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. The Bible said another place, I'm being washed with the water of the word. I'm glad it takes a word. It takes a blood. It takes Christ. It takes repentance. Oh, bless His name. His time is gone. And preach to our people again. Quit playing with God and get right with Him. Amen. Old bodies get plumb out. And verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now that's your problem. You fall on the flesh. Ain't God, you got a filthy heart and a filthy spirit. God's going to have to take that old heart of stone out, put it in the heart of flesh. I take out that old Adamic spirit out of you, and put the Holy Ghost back in the place of it. Amen. I bless your heart. I'm telling you right now, that's the only thing that'll change our world today. How we can religiously do these games, gimmicks, and parties. Amen. I remember sometimes a few years back, I was coming in from work. Hey, God, I had my mom like everybody else. I wanted to get home as quick as I could. Amen. I had a way I always come home, but God spoke to me how to take the long way around. He said, go around this road. I didn't question Him. Thank God I turned down that road. Here come a fella out of the house. An old dirt road, and he weighed me down. Thank God, tears were running off of his cheeks. He said, I'm lost and want to be saved. Hallelujah. How we got down in the middle of that old gravel road. I didn't even have a Bible. And he got saved by the grace of God. I'm telling you right now, God's the one that does the work. It ain't the church. It ain't the preacher. It's God doing the work. Old sinners used to, I've heard of them. Hey, man, be out in the woods making whiskey. Hey, man, get under conviction, get down and repent. Get up and take a chopping axe and chop their liquor still down. Hey, man, come out of the woods. And God, I know one particularly dead now, but he preached for years and years. And man, did I mean, did he ever preach? I bless your heart. It's God. Hey, man, he didn't have nobody down there in the woods with him but God. Hey, man, he didn't have no Roman road down there. He just had the Holy Ghost. Thanks be unto God, I'm a saying. It's time we woke up and realized we need to preach out to our people again. How to get born again. God will change your nature. Hey, man, that man I tell you about got saved. Hey, man, he had a bad name in the community. Women see him coming down the road. They grabbed their kids and run in the house with them, scared of him. But boy, after God got to with him, it was a different story. They grabbed their kids up and go to the house of God to hear him preach. Amen, and he would preach. Well, I see our time coming gone. I saw at this time we'll turn it back to Brother John.